Good evening, boys and girls, and welcome back to Bedtime Stories with Papa Rick. I'm Papa Rick. Tonight's story is called Miranda's Beach Day by Holly Keller. Mama took Miranda to the beach. "It's hot enough to cook an egg on the sand," Mama said. "Really?" asked Miranda. "No," said Mama. "But it feels like it." Mama carried the towels. Miranda carried her new pail and shovel. The sand was so hot that it shimmered. Some seagulls in the sky were squawking. "Are they laughing or crying?" asked Miranda. "I think they're hungry," said Mama. The breeze blew Miranda's hair. Salty sand stuck to her face. "I like the beach," she said. In the water, Miranda's toes were cold. She pushed them into the wet sand. When a wave came, Miranda plopped onto her bottom and let the water swirl around her. "Swish, swish," said Miranda, and she wiggled her feet. "I'm a mermaid." A small crab was walking sideways, stopped near Mama's foot. He was carrying a shell. "The shell is his house," Mama said. "It's not a very big one," said Miranda. "I'll build him a castle." Miranda scooped up the crab and put him into her pail. She started to dig. A boy named Raymond came over to watch. "You can help if you want to," said Miranda. Raymond used a plastic cone to make towers. His little sister came over to help too. They dug and piled and smoothed the sand. They worked all afternoon. "It's the best castle ever," said Miranda when it was finished. Miranda dug a deep hole for the door and put the crab inside. "There," she said, "now you have a new house." But the crab scurried right out and raced back to the water. He was still carrying his old house. "I'll catch him," shouted Miranda. "You had better hurry," said Mama. "The tide is coming in." A big wave washed up onto the beach. It made a roaring sound. The castle became an island. Another wave spread over the sand, and then the castle was gone. "It was a beautiful castle," said Mama. "We'll come again another day, and you can make a new one." "Will the crab be here again too?" Miranda asked. "Yes," said Mama, "but the crab will always belong to the sea, the way the castle belongs to the sand," asked Miranda. "Yes," said Mama, "and the way you belong to me." The end. Thank you for listening, boys and girls. Have a good night. Sleep tight. I'll catch you next time with Bedtime Stories with Papa Rick.